is, first we must believe it's possible. But believing in something is actually a decision, isn't it? If you're going to believe something, you have to decide to believe it, because there are other options out there to believe. So you make a choice, you make a conscious decision there. People, when they listen, they'll have a clear understanding of how diverse our goals are, but how unifying it can be as well. So I don't know if anybody wants to speak on that. I think you just unmute your mic and speak, because you know we're here to just engage, discuss, and it's going to go on. If agreed, it's going to go on. If we can, we do it daily, because the Digital Nigeria is possible. I'm aligned with you 100%. That there's no other option at this point in time, and the fact is we can see it happening. You know, maybe that's another opportunity. I can see it happening. I don't know about you guys, but I can see it happening. Just please unmute your mic and speak. There's no really cue, because we all know ourselves on a level. So,
okay, if I may come in, please. Good morning, everyone. Morning. Solomon, thank you for this initiative. It's very good. The fact that there should be another narrative being pushed out, apart from the dismay, the fear, the anxiety, the worry. You know, the narrative pushed out there also. All right, I'm going to come from the position of spirituality. Life, if you ask me, is over 90% spiritual and then the rest physical. But we're so consumed with the things that are going on in the physical, because from birth we've been programmed to receive the feedback we get from our human senses. And that's just limited. Anybody who lives just by the feedback they get from their physical human senses is severely limited. And when I say spirituality, I'm not talking about religion at all. I'm talking about true spirituality. All human beings are created by a spiritual being, a spiritual entity. And that's Almighty God. And I'm going to quote the Bible. And I'm not using the Bible as a religious book. I used to be religious, but I lost every dimension of religiosity some years ago, because religion is, I think, it's the biggest cause of all the crises we have in human affairs today. So I parted ways with religiosity. And when you come from the dimension of spirituality, you know, the Bible, for example, says we are created in the image and likeness of God. That's a deep statement, if you look at it. What am I trying to say? How does this relate to a new Nigeria is possible? The reason why there is so much fear, there is so much apathy, there is so much lack of things being done by citizens, because we have a wrong identity. We don't know who we are. When you know who you are, all things are possible. Let me borrow a leaf from Chris with the questions he asked. Just for a moment, imagine you're all powerful. You can do whatever you want. Just imagine you're endowed with limitless wisdom. Just imagine there's nothing you cannot do. You know, when you think about it, then all the challenges you're facing, you will not be cowed or coward or overcome by them. All the great people we celebrate in the world today, dead and alive, who did extraordinary things, is because they all face challenges, whether in the area of science, technology, space exploration, sports, athletics, whatever. You know, government, politics, Mandela, whatever. Martin Luther King Jr., the Indian man, Mahatma Gandhi, they all face challenges. You know, I mean, Mahatma Gandhi alone, that tiny little man, brought down the whole British Empire, brought them down to their knees, because this guy understood he had capacity. He understood he was not ordinary. He understood that he had the power and ability to do whatever was right. What we're fighting is darkness, is evil, is falsehood, is lies. And it's compared to light, truth, and justice and equity, darkness and falsehood have no power at all. So all things are possible. New Nigeria is possible when we come to terms with the fact that we are powerful human beings. And I'm hoping to activate that dormant dimension in everybody listening here today. There's divinity in every one of us listening here. There's God in you. There's power. There's capacity to do impossible things. It's resident. It's impossible to be a human being without first of all being God, without first of all having the attributes of God. It takes being God before you can become human. So there's God in everyone. There's divinity in every one of us. There's capacity to turn darkness to light, to bring light out of darkness, to bring order out of chaos, to defeat darkness and evil and falsehood. We have it. And it's time for that power and capacity to come. And it must come forth. It's time. The lion in us is coming forth now. That power, that capacity to defeat darkness, it's inherent. It's in it. It's inborn in every one of us. It's there. And that thing must come out now. Because we are facing the challenge of our lifetime. And we must defeat it. Defeat it, we must. So that's the first thing I want to say. The second thing, there's something called the inversion method of solving problems. You know, what does that mean? Instead of studying the problem, trying to analyze it from all the different angles and all of that stuff, go to the end. Imagine what the end is. That's what Chris was talking about. When you can picture the end, and what's the end? The new Nigeria where everything works. The new Nigeria where we are one. We love one another. We care for one another. There's progress. There's development. And Nigeria is a nation we can all be proud of. When we capture that in our minds, in our imaginations, and it's real in our imaginations, then from there we can walk backwards. We can get inspiration from that reality. And let me quickly add that, I was talking about spirituality. The truth is that it's impossible for anything to become physical without it first of all being spiritual. So when you imagine something, it's not ephemeral. It's not a useless figment of somebody's imagination. It's real, you know? So when you imagine the new Nigeria, your mind has connected with something that is already real. And that's how inventors and great people make things to happen in the physical. First of all, see it in their mind's eye. They see it in their imagination. They see it, they know it. You know, that's what pioneers do. They see something nobody else does. And they're so convinced about it that no amount of discouragement, no amount of naysaying from other people around will make them give up on what they've seen in the spiritual. You know, and they keep at it. You know, we all know their stories. We all know the people, you know, who have done things that they started to talk about. Everybody said it's impossible, but they stuck to their guns. And what people said was impossible finally became a physical reality. I love this quote by Mandela. He said, it always seems impossible until somebody does it. You know, so when we say the new Nigeria is actually an existing reality in the spiritual realm, because it's impossible to imagine something. It's impossible to think of something if it is not yet real and existing in that eternal plane and dimension. It's there. That's why you can dream about it. That's why you can talk about it. That's why Peter Obi can talk about it. It's there. It's real. And it's stronger than whatever we have in the physical. Again, I quote from the Bible. We say, we do not consider the things that are seen, because the things that are seen, they are immaterial, they are transient, you know, they are temporary, they are here today, gone tomorrow. But the things that are unseen by our physical senses, but seen by our spiritual senses, they are eternal, they are deathless. So our minds have captured something that is eternal. When we talk about it, we've seen something that is eternal and everlasting and deathless. And because of that, that's why a Peter Obi can wake up and be so confident. I wish you can borrow something from that man. This confidence he has about the court case being resolved in his favor is amazing. There's something about that man. He has captured that dimension, you know? And the thing is that when we understand that what we have captured, what we have seen is already real, then we will defy everything in the physical that challenges us establishing that thing. Now, let me say this. It's going to take a variety, a whole variety and composite of different actions and activities by different people to make it a reality. We're going to need technocrats. We're going to need mentors. We're going to need coaches. We're going to need all different kinds of skills, you know, people who are good in administration and all of that stuff, not just the spiritual dimension. But all of this coming together, it's guaranteed that we will see the physical new Nigeria in our own lifetime. And I dare to say, not long from now. It's already here. You know, somebody said it always is darkness, the darkest just before dawn. And so this is something that we must capture in our minds. In our group, The New Nigeria Is Possible, we have a driving force, we have a mantra. That mantra is that all things are possible. When you think about that, then nobody, you will not allow, when you think about that statement and what it means, then you will not allow anybody to tell you what's possible for you and what's not possible. To define the things that are possible for you, you know. All that is needed is for us to stand our ground. We're grateful, we're totally grateful for what young people are doing all over Nigeria. Your energy, your involvement in politics, your coming on board, the different things that young people are doing. You know, you guys are resolute in the fact that you don't allow anything to stop you from having the new Nigeria. You understand that that is needed, that power. That challenge, what happened in NSAS is not ordinary. That happened in NSAS is an indication of what is possible. And what happened from February last year, you know, when Peter Obi stepped on the scene and there was an awakening of Nigerians. People who have never voted, ever bothered to get a voter's card, rose up and people went out of their way, you know, I mean, discomfited themselves to be able to get their voters card and get other people doing and all of the things that are happening, spend their money. Boy, that awakening, nothing can stop it. The new Nigeria is here. It's not just a possibility, it is here. And this facade, this charade of the wickedness, shamelessness. I mean, I heard something today that just, these sponsors of the old Nigeria, these politicians, these cabals, they are their greatest problem. What they have activated is an abomination with the evil things they've done. And they have activated something, a nemesis that will destroy them and see them out of the way. So let's not be moved by what we've seen is by the wickedness, the shamelessness, you know, that they are displaying. It's just the last cries of a dying animal. You know, so the new Nigeria is possible. It is here. I believe in it. If you can see it in your mind, if I think of it, it's true. It's real. It's here. And like Chris said, like what the other people have said in different fora, you know, we just need to be united, you know, strong, resolute, you know, and keep on doing the things we need to do. And like you said, when you operate from the end, when you start from the end, you get inspiration about what to do in the physical. You know, that's all I like to share so that I'll allow other people to speak. But that's my contribution for now. Thank you.
You know, optimism, that's my favorite part of this political journey. I love the fact that we're looking at the future and everything that, you know, every possibility. I'm going to start with religiosity in Nigeria. I'm looking forward to that reducing, and I'll tell you why. Oh, first, let me start with the decision. Yes, I think the decision already has been made. People made that decision for a new Nigeria when they voted overwhelmingly for Peter Obi. So that one is done, right? So now we look forward. What do I expect from the new Nigeria? I expect less religiosity, and I'll say why. You know, when people are so religious, I feel like they abdicate their responsibilities to God and their pastors. But the responsibility to create a decent environment for yourself, like